If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Ilario Santangelo is with us. She is the director of research at patientrightsadvocate.org. There are advocates, the patient rights advocates, are looking for a new pricing tool to make a difference when it comes to hospital prices, because the hidden hospital prices harm patients. Ilario, are you with us?
I'm here. Thank you for having me today, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. So first of all, tell everybody about patientrightsadvocate.org.
Yeah, so patientrightsadvocate.org, we're a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to making system-wide healthcare price transparency a reality. We believe that access to healthcare prices should be free and widely available to all patients, employers, unions, and everyone who pays for care and coverage.
Because it's frustrating. If you are hospitalized or you have a major medical crisis, sometimes the bills don't come in for 4 or 5 months. There are hundreds of pieces of papers. Some say this is covered by insurance. This is not a bill. This is, and you really can't figure out exactly what you are paying for. Is that one of the issues that you're finding hospital patients and just anybody that is a patient, one of the things they have to face?
Oh, for sure. And also, 64% of Americans are delaying care due to fear of financial ruin. So that's a problem, right? When over half of our country isn't going to the hospital because they don't know what they're going to be paying.
That is so true. I have a friend who suffered a medical mistake in a clinic 2 days ago. And I said, you need to go right back to the hospital now. I go, you've got to go to the hospital. You got to go to the ER and get this taken care of. And she said, it's a $2,000 visit and I can't do it. Like, well, you have to do it, she won't, because it's like, no, I have to wait till the clinic opens again tomorrow because it's $2,000.
Right. And more we're seeing patients choose between their health or their wealth. And that's really a horrible position to be put in.
And so what would this this new pricing tool do?
So as of January 1, 2021, hospitals are required to post all of their prices up front and on their website. What we've done is we've created a central repository of all of these pricing files for almost every hospital in the nation. So patients, employers, unions, tech aggregators, data innovators, you know, Department of Health and Human Services can have easy access to this pricing data.
But I had read that as of July, only 36% of the nation's 2,000 largest hospitals had complied with that law.
Right. Compliance is still very poor, and these files are not perfect, but this is a great first step just in getting the information out there. I'm not sure if you've ever tried to go to a hospital and look for their pricing file. It's not always easy. A lot of these files are hidden between hyperlink and hyperlink. Sometimes it could take 20 minutes to find it. So we've eliminated that burden for anyone trying to access this data by just putting it all in one place. We've also converted the files to easily accessible formats. So, you know, if a patient isn't a coder, they can open up the file on their personal computer.
I had some experience with this because when my son was born, he was adopted. And, of course, I did not have insurance that would cover that birth, even though I was there and cut the umbilical cord. And so I negotiated with the hospital up front to pay cash for his birth, hoping that there would be no major complications that could cost $50,000, $100,000, $250,000. I could not believe how cheap it was for me to negotiate in cash and pay for that birth up front when I know people a year later, 2 years later, that had a baby whose insurance company paid 3 or 4 times what I paid in cash.
Right, exactly. That's actually great that you did that, because the cash price on average is almost 40% less than any insurer negotiated rate. So for people with high deductible plans, this is a super useful tool just to pay cash. I actually did the same thing. 2 years ago, I needed an MRI on my back, and I knew it was wrong. It was just a problem with my discs. And it was in December. I had a high deductible plan at the time, around $3,000. I used these hospital pricing files, and I found it for $450 cash.
Oh, my gosh.
So I didn't have to I would have been on the hook for my $3,000 deductible. So I saved $2,500 by just paying cash.
So, Ilaria, MRIs are a big issue because they do cost $3,000 or $4,000, and people don't know that you actually can find a way to navigate that system and maybe get them cheaper. So can you give us your website once again where people can learn more about this and maybe become better educated and better consumers? Because I think when we go to the hospital, we just accept that what they tell us the price is what we have to pay, and you deserve to know what the price is.
So to find these files and these prices up front, just go to hospitalpricingfiles.org. And there you'll be presented with a map of the country. Choose the state that you're looking for hospital prices in. You can type in a zip code or a region, and all of the hospitals in that area will come up along with their corresponding pricing files.
Hospitalpricingfiles.org?
Yes.
All right. And your website is patientrightsadvocate.org?
Yes.
I know our conversation was short, but I think people are understanding now that they deserve to know what the price is before they go into the hospital. And your story about an MRI is so clear, and many people have been in that position. Thank you for joining us today.
Right. And just before I go, these are so critical because when a surprise bill comes in the mail, these pricing files offer remedy and recourse to patients that have no other option but to pay that bill. So in many instances, we have patients write into us saying, I was stuck with this bill. I can't afford it. What do I do? Oftentimes, we go into these pricing files. We compare what they were charged versus what's posted in the files. We write a letter to the hospital, and the hospital will write us back saying, oh, it was a glitch in the system, and waive the bill. Mm-hmm. So these are really revolutionary for patients looking to shop, but also looking to fight bills.
And so many times it's coding issues, right?
It's coding issues. It's upcharging issues. We see it all. And this is a great way to just, you know, make it even, to call that out.
HospitalPricingFiles.org.
Yes.
Thank you so much.